You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Ready to talk now?
If you're ready to talk, I'm ready to listen.
Why don't you talk to me? Just talk to me straight. I'm ready to talk.
Ready to talk you up.
When you're ready to talk.
Well, come on, let's get going.
Let's go, ladies. Move it.
Let's go.
Hey, good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Welcome to Thursday, May 11th. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning, JP.
Good morning, Nick.
What up?
How's everybody doing this morning?
Pretty good. How are you?
Went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy 3 last night.
How was it?
Really good.
I heard it was good. I heard it was kind of like the last hurrah of the previous group of movies.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was very similar to like the style of like Endgame and Infinity War and all that stuff. So
that's what I heard. I'm excited.
To at least make it feel like it was over,
right? A lot of these haven't been super good lately.
Yeah, so. They've been kind of rough this last couple times, but no, this one's fantastic and absolutely stay till the final credit is done. Because there's two hidden scenes.
It is a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
What I think is funny is that only Chris Pratt could beat Chris Pratt.
Oh yeah, because of the box office.
Volume 3, Guardians of the Galaxy just dethroned Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, he's having a summer, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I think he'll be able to pay his bills.
He's gonna have over two probably like $800 million movies.
That's can you imagine?
Crazy.
Like, oh man, my movie got dethroned by me.
By my movie.
Just pretty much own the summer before we even get to the summer.
No kidding.
What he's doing right now, so we'll see how that goes.
That's good.
I know we've talked about this before in the fact that, and Nick, you're very outspoken about this.
Oh crap. About which one?
About
are you gonna get me canceled show starts?
It's reaffirming what you said.
Oh god.
That
which
scientific studies, it's like who pays these guys to do these scientific studies? This is ridiculous.
Don't understand. Like I swear to God we're gonna find out about a scientific study where it's like scientists were paid $50,000 to spend 1 year watching to see if wives were happy when their husbands cleaned after themselves.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, what are we talking about? Somebody of course that's the case.
Paid them $20,000 to
I
do
can
that.
Tell you that husbands are happy when they get to watch sports and drink beer. Wow. You know, like, what are we talking about?
So, research looked up that 5,000 published papers show that around 1,500 of those scientific studies were made up.
Yeah, of course.
What?
Of course
it
have
to be. Yeah,
you're
right.
The team used an automated detection system to look for two signs: whether an author was registered with a personal email and not from an institution, and if the author listed their affiliation as a hospital. Any papers flagged by the system as fake were double checked by humans, and no word is on who checked to see if the study of studies was checked as well. So,
can I tell you why I'm angry about this?
Okay, go for it.
Because Coriel and I haven't figured out a way to pull this off. Literally, the only reason I'm mad. Like, I just, that income is out there for us, Coriel.
You know, it is a money grab, and we've just been sitting here like dummies.
I know, we're busy, too busy complaining.
Well, now you know the trick, though. You just, instead of a personal email, you got to find an email that you, of an institution, like you could get together with some sort of Swedish company.
Yeah, it all has to have some tie to international, so it'd be like a global thing.
Exactly. Just got to get an email from an institution with like a moniker or whatever on there at the bottom.
Hey, Coriel.
Yes.
Instead of sitting in the corner watching, what do you say you and I get in there and start doing?
I think I love the attitude. Like, don't talk about it. Be about it. Be proactive.
Yeah. Let's find out why farts smell funny.
People have already done that.
$50,000.
I think. Unless it was a lie.
I mean, it could have been a lot.
It would take me a lot more than $50,000 to study Coriel's farts.
Me too.
All right, well, let's get going with the show.
Jason Aldean to replace Morgan Wallen. Early winners for the ACNs. Tim McGraw's dog won big and more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. Billboard is launching its first ever country live event in Nashville early June. The first night will feature Jelly Roll as the headliner with Nate Smith as the opening act.
Nice.
The second day will include sessions and performances by country stars such as Garth Brooks, no big deal, Carly Pearce, and Hillary Scott of Lady A, among others. The event will also have panels discussing the hottest topics in country music, including women of country, the future of country, and the music behind the popular show Yellowstone.
Oh, hey.
That'll be cool. Tickets for both events will be available for purchase starting May 12th, tomorrow, on live.billboard.com. So if you were thinking about going to Nashville early June, I don't know. Go get tickets and then tell us how it is.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait for tonight's Academy of Country Music Awards to hear who won the Best New Artist categories. They already passed out those trophies at the ACM Country Kickoff event. Gabby Barrett took the stage to announce Zach Bryan as Best New Male Artist.
Oh, yeah.
And Haley Witters as Best New Female Artist.
That's awesome.
Haley Witters opens for Shania Twain coming up here on the 19th at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and the Kicks pre-parties in the Rail Yard.
We got also to see her at the Bourbon Theater, and she was fantastic.
Yeah, she's incredible. And then also Zach Bryan, August 29th.
Yep.
Nice.
I'm telling you.
Calendar says.
There's so many shows. I don't even know how I'm doing this right now. But he's at PBA, too, and that'll be
awesome.
A little Kicks hangout, too. So. Now, I read this headline, and I thought I was dreaming this up, sort of. It sounds like a fever dream, but it's real.
Okay.
Tim McGraw's dog won, like, best of breed at the Westminster Dog Show on Tuesday.
Nice.
That's awesome.
What? He's the co-owner of a dog named Leapshi, and it bested the competition in the Bracco Italiano breed.
Yeah.
I had never heard of it, but it's floppy-eared. It's a little droopy. It's kind of like a trimmer bloodhound, kind of.
It's like a hound dog in the head, but then like the body is more like a pointer.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Yeah, interesting, definitely. Tim has included a couple of pictures, and we'll share it on Instagram, KZKX969. But it says, quote, "So proud of Leapshi. He's always been a winner in our eyes."
Oh, very cool.
All right. Morgan Wallen's been placed on vocal rest by his doctor. We know this now. He's out for about 6 weeks, leading to the cancellation of some concerts and appearances while they work around, try to find new dates and stuff for those. Some of them, they just, you know, literally can't. Some of these festivals and bigger things. Oh, Jason Aldean will be headlining the ACM Lifting Lives concert in Frisco, Texas. That was yesterday, maybe?
Yeah, May 10th.
Oh, okay, so sorry. I thought that was tomorrow.
He did the ACM.
So he did. Yeah, my bad. I thought that was tomorrow.
There you go.
As a result of Wallen's absence, the concert benefits ACM Lifting Lives, the charitable partner of the ACM, and will feature performances by a bunch of other artists. Obviously, Morgan Wallen's apologized profusely to fans, but he's got to get right. So Kenny Chesney will be replacing Wallen at the Gulf Coast Jam and Carolina Country Music Fest next month.
Okay.
Last but not least, the 58th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards is tonight. And we have the complete rundown of who, what, when, where, how to watch. It's hosted by Garth and Dolly. You can watch it on Prime Video. It's live, starting with pre-show coverage at 7 o'clock Eastern.
6 o'clock Central.
Is it 6 o'clock Central?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was going to take me a minute. Thank you.
All right.
This is the second year the ACMs are streaming only. So, and then the first year they'll be held in Texas.
And an industry friend of ours wanted to remind our listeners that tonight's ACM Awards, you don't need an Amazon Prime membership to watch. It's free for everybody.
Oh, cool.
That's a very important thing that people should know. A lot of people thought, well, I can't watch it. I don't have Amazon Prime. Nah, you don't need a membership. You can just jump on and watch it tonight.
I think I also read somewhere that it was on maybe Twitch, too, which I thought was strange.
Yeah, I think they have it on Twitch as well,
Okay, cool.
Wow.
Trying to get to the young kids.
Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick. I've been waiting
on some good news. Get us your good things, and we'll be glad to talk about them on the show and let everybody know about the cool stuff going on in your world or good somebody did by you or you're doing by somebody else. Coryell, what's yours today?
Mine is the story of a 48-year-old woman named Lillian who took a wrong turn traveling in Australia.
Oh, wow. How is she still alive? Because it's Australia.
No kidding. Tried to turn around, got stuck in mud, so she was essentially stranded. I mean, she's like 40 miles from the nearest town. She has no cell service, and because of health issues, she can't like walk to find people.
Mm. Oh man.
So she played the waiting game. This was April 30th that loved ones called it in because they knew that she had left for vacation but hadn't heard from her. So it was 5 days later that there's actual footage from the helicopter. I'll retweeted on our Twitter, KZKX969, first finding her, flagging the helicopter down. For those 5 days, she survived on a bunch of lollipops and a bottle of wine she had bought for her mom. She doesn't even drink alcohol, but she was like, well, sorry, mom, no more gift for you. And I guess sorry to me because I'm going to have to drink this bottle of wine. But she survived on a bottle of wine and lollipops for 5 days in the Australian outback.
Wow, that's
nice.
Yeah, I think
that'd be one fun walkabout.
That would be such a fun walkabout.
Some wine and lollipops.
Just walking around with a bottle of wine. People keep showing up and they're like, hey, we're here to save you. I'm going to walk about.
And you're like, I'm just going to walk about.
I'm going to walk about right now. And I just got another lollipop.
Leave me alone.
Heard a kangaroo's looking at her funny lollipop. As she walks by.
Just tell me if you see any sharks walking around here.
I heard they grew legs.
Nick, what's your good thing today?
Dude, my good thing. I'm so excited. So I just want to share this real quick. So like, it was probably 10 years ago-ish. I started this show. It was the Beer and Barbecue Show with Rob, who's on the station with us.
Yeah.
And one of our first episodes, we were down at Long Wells, and we had Marcus from Zipline and Tom from Zipline on. They had just branched out and, you know, started selling beer instead of just doing home brewing. And now all these years later, you know, they're all over the Midwest. They're absolutely dominating the world, just doing amazing things. I got to throw in the Doc too, as one of the other owners of Zipline. But for like the umpteenth millionth time, cause they're just so good at it, Zipline's Copper Alt, one of the best local beers we got.
For sure.
Just won gold at, the World Beer Cup 2023.
That's outstanding.
For the German style alt beer. And it's amazing. I probably took like a year off from Copper Alt, and then I had one the other day, and I was like, I forgot how freaking smooth and good this beer is.
Yeah.
And we should also shout out Cross Strain. Cross Strain with their Saison 750 they got for the Brett beer category. There were 62 entrants in that, and they got third place, so they got a bronze in that. So just cool seeing our local breweries, Kincaid's out there. I mean, White Elm, you know, there's a lot to go on. You know, I don't want to sit here and name every single amazing brewery that we have around here, but we are so lucky in this state to have the people behind the breweries that we do, but then also the amazing beers as
Agreed.
Well. So congrats, my friends.
Good job.
I got two quick good things. The first one was brought to my attention by my brother Chris. I don't know if you saw this or not, but the Lamar billboards, they've started something new called LamarLovesPets.com.
Okay, yeah.
Where if, and I'm sure you got millions of photos of your pets on your phone, and now you got a chance to put it to good use. They've got a bunch of digital billboards, and it's National Pet Month, and they partnered with a company called Shoutable to let people post photos of their pets for free.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
So you can upload a photo of LamarsLovesPets.com and then add a message to it. It was brought to my attention by my brother because a friend of our family, Samantha Loudon, is putting up her cat. Hazel is going to be on display today between 9:15 and 9:30 on North 48th Street.
Cute.
And then like there's other somebody signed up their animal Winnie for 9:30 to 9:45. Nix is going to be on there from 12 to 12:15. So like all these people that are
Nix Sammy Girl
and NYX.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Nick's pet was going to... Okay.
No. I thought he said my dog was going to be on there, too. I was like, what?
Nick's is
all right,
pet.
Damn.
We submitted it for you.
Pepperoni pizza.
Yeah. Well, you should.
Going to be famous.
Her up there. She'd probably be able to...
The Dogerino.
Get famous. And so that's one good thing. The other good thing, and it's also an apology for me, my brother's birthday was yesterday.
He
turned 45 yesterday. So
well, happy birthday.
Happy day-late birthday to my brother. He turned 45 yesterday, so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Chris. Hopefully it was a good day. I mean, I texted him after the show. I'm like, oop, sorry, happy birthday.
It's a better day now.
Yeah.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's science.
Science and dating.
Ooh, nice.
Does anybody even remember what a 900 number is?
No. What's that?
A 900 number?
Yeah.
Like, no.
What about an 800 number?
No, back in the the early days before the internet, there was 900 numbers you can call and chat with somebody on the phone.
Oh, I remember as a kid seeing those on late night TV.
Mm-hmm.
They, like if you were watching USA Network.
Oh, those wow. commercials Is that how you called in to Dr. Sue?
Dr. Sue?
Who's Dr. Sue?
Never mind. She was an older woman who had a late night show that was about spicy things.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whoa.
Something Coryell watched late at night, apparently, as a kid.
A lot of people did.
So this is the 2023 version of that. Karen Marjorie is a 23-year-old influencer with over 1.8 million followers on Snapchat. She just started charging $1 per minute, not to talk to her, but to an AI version of herself.
Oh, yeah, because Snapchat has that AI bot that, like, creeps on all of your conversations.
Yeah, the chat bot called Karen AI, and she's billing it as a virtual girlfriend.
Wow, she says, I mean,
over 2,000 hours of coding went into making it sound just like her, and it even has her personality, and she claims that it feels like talking to the actual person.
You know, when we have these things that just spring up, like all this AI, you know, chat GPT and stuff, everyone's like, embrace the technology, make it work for you.
Yeah.
Well, this is a prime example.
Yeah, she is. She's launched a beta version this month and has already had more than 1,000 paying customers.
I mean, hey, make your money, I suppose.
First week, she made 70 grand.
Good for her. I say do it. Make that money.
She thinks she could eventually bring in $5 million per month.
Good for her.
Oh, my gosh.
Her dating AI. Her AI. Wow.
I think even the AI version of myself is a little too unhinged for people. I don't think...
Yeah, I don't know if an AI version of you is a great idea.
I don't know that I would make a whole lot of money, but...
I mean, it would be an upgrade from what you currently are, like with your sinuses and whatnot.
So yeah, probably.
You could put the best foot forward.
I don't know that affects my online chats very much, but... It very well could.
Yeah.
I thought it was strange too. I saw a series of photos a while ago, and it was suddenly somebody pointed out that suddenly on like Hinge or Tinder, maybe it is.
Okay.
There's these photos of people, and then they all have the same caption or like the same answer to one of like the prompt questions. For example, a random fact I love is the prompt. And these accounts all say, I like everything about culture. And it's like, that makes really no sense. I don't understand.
Bot, yeah.
And then the guys, like pictures, they all look fairly similar. And all the names are Andy. So then people are like, hold on. Are we being duped by like...
A robot?
AI? Like, yeah, are these probably. Like Tinder bots?
Yeah, probably.
And then somebody pointed out that like Andy stands for Android. I don't know. It might be that's probably a stretch. But you'd think that you would have to be told that, right?
What if you
like fall in love with this person, I guess, talking
people do
to
that.
And yeah. then you find out it's
not a real person.
There's movies
a
about
robot.
That, right?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that's so... I think there's such a fine line with all this AI stuff, especially when it comes to like relationships and dating.
Speaking of relationships and dating, Tinder, there's a middle-aged Tinder that's now a new dating app called Widow's Fire. It's been created for older
like
people who don't want a big commitment, yet still crave an intimate connection with another adult.
Oh, no strings attached.
Mm-hmm. The app was founded by a 51-year-old lady named Nikki Wake in England who lost her husband during the pandemic. She says, the point of this app is we want Widow's Fire to be a fun and flirty, non-judgmental place for widows and widowers to safely and discreetly satisfy their physical needs with others like them on a no-strings-attached basis.
45 to 65.
It's the age group?
Yeah.
Cool.
There you go.
So you know what? It was about time something like that came around.
I mean, we've got all kinds of other dating apps. I mean, you got FarmersOnly.com and all these other things. So why not Widow's Fire?
Yeah.
Middle-aged, poor JP would show up in like a armor. Like he was like, I'm here to LARP. What are we doing?
Yeah. Who's jousting me?
British.
Who's jousting?
Started in Great
Britain. I'm ready.
Middle-aged, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
He goes and he's got like a big turkey leg in one hand.
Yeah. Or he's like on a horse and he rides up and he's like, I'm ready.
He's like, I've got some coins here.
I just watched A Knight's Tale. I think I got it.
Welcome to medieval times.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick. Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Ooh, it's going down.
Right here on Kix 96.9.
Three.
New York Representative George Santos was arrested yesterday morning after being indicted on 13 federal charges. The 13-count indictment from a federal grand jury includes 7 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering, 2 counts of making materially false statements to the House of Representatives, and 1 count of theft of public funds. Santos told reporters after his arraignment that it's his, quote, right to fight to prove my innocence, and accused the Justice Department of leading a, quote, witch hunt against him, despite calls from various legislatures for him to resign his seat. Santos said yesterday he won't.
Okay, we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
The NFL officially announces their schedule tonight, but they did reveal some key dates for the upcoming season yesterday. 5 international games will be in the upcoming season, including 2 in Frankfurt, Germany. And also on the schedule, the first ever Black Friday game with the New York Jets hosting the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, wow, cool.
It's at 2 Husker games at 1, I believe.
Okay, good. Okay, well, shoot. All right. I think we play Iowa here, too, so.
All right. Oh, man.
Christmas Day, it'll be the Giants visiting the Eagles, and on New Year's Eve, the Bengals and Chiefs in Kansas City. And then the rest of the schedule will be announced today. Didn't you say your Chiefs are going to be overseas, Nick?
Yeah, they're going to Germany. They're playing the Dolphins over there.
Okay.
You bet. And then the Titans are playing, I don't remember who, but
the Ravens.
Someone. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they've been starting to leak some stuff this morning. Apparently, it sounds like the Chiefs and Lions will be the Thursday night game to start the season, which will be cool. Ooh. That'll be an Arrowhead.
Yeah.
And then it sounds like also Raiders Chiefs on Christmas as well. So we'll see if that all comes out.
Okay.
Here, but
that'll be a big deal.
It'll be good. Yeah, that should be fun.
One!
I feel the need. The need for speed.
Ow!
So Tom Cruise is 60 and single, and he is chasing after somebody else who is recently single.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like
Tom would like to date Shakira.
Ooh, look
I like
at them
go. Just put that out there like, hey, just for the record, I'm interested in Shakira. I just want it to be known if I had I been single, which I am not, but had I been single, I also would want to date Shakira.
Yeah.
So just for the record. And also the other day, Tom Brady said that he has decided he is done dating supermodels. I, too, can officially say I am done dating supermodels.
Thank you for
I will not chase any supermodels anymore in my life.
Well, now I'm just bummed because that means Tom Brady will never date me. So
exactly.
Sorry, Coriel. Yeah, Cruz and Shakira met at the Formula One Grand Prix in Miami over the weekend, and there is chemistry, according to a source.
I don't know why it's funny to me that Shakira was at that. I just never would picture Shakira being there, I guess.
At a Grand Prix event?
I mean, in Miami, but the Grand Prix thing? I just don't know.
It's kind of a celebrities who at
there.
These races, though. Like,
what now?
It's a celebrities who at these races, though. I mean, because people that just show up and, like, just to make an appearance and hang out and drink and party at various events.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, like, if you, this is a terrible reference, but, like, Iron Man 2, when they're, like, at a massive international Grand Prix event, there's all these celebrities there. I think Elon Musk was in, like, made an appearance. Like
So it's just, like, a common thing that anybody who's anybody will just swing by.
Yeah, hang out, have some champagne, whatever. So they had a good connection, according to the source to Page Six. They said Shakira needs a soft pillow to fall on, and that could be Tom, a nice-looking guy, and he is talented.
Yeah. Yes. It's Tom Cruise, a nice-looking guy, and is talented. Mm. No, that's just like that's somebody that
I don't want him to take her to the
that's
Scientology
how you described just
world.
Like. Anybody?
I don't involved in that anymore.
I don't know or don't care.
Yeah,
I don't want him to take her to Kooky Madookyville. Like, do not want. Nope. You can't have Shakira.
She
cannot.
It's so funny to describe him as nice looking and is talented. I'm
nice
sorry,
it just and is talented.
Sounds so boilerplate for Tom freaking Cruise,
right? Mr. Impossible, Top Gun himself.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Maybe they will. Maybe they will actually officially date.
If they do go on a date, I'm sure we'll talk about it on the show. That's what's trending today.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
a chance meetup at a baseball game, and a date, and now nothing. We'll talk to Joshua and try to help him out with Date Over Dump Him next.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date Him or Dump Him with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Joshua.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good. So give us kind of a rundown of how you met Aaron and what happened, and we'll do our best to figure things out and hopefully get you guys another day.
Okay, well, I met this guy at opening day in Kansas City. I was with a group of friends of mine who were Royals fans like me, and one of my friends knew one of his friends. One of those things where you started talking. Found him very attractive, very funny. He's super great to talk to, great conversationalist. And we just had a great time hanging out, like, at the bars on the outfield concourse. At the end of the game, I gave him my number. And he actually called me the very next day, which is, you know,
nice.
Not always the case.
Oh, no, that cool. Isn't. That's good that he got right back to you. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a minute since that's happened. But we made plans for dinner, and I was a little nervous. But by the time we ordered, I was feeling pretty comfortable. Probably the two beers I had helped a little bit.
Yeah, a little shot of courage.
That can help sometimes.
Yeah. We had a lot in common. You know, craft beers, same kind of music. We both have, like, huge vinyl collections. We like to travel. So there's, like, a lot in common. He's a good listener. I thought the conversation was good, you know?
Okay.
And we were both talking. It wasn't just, like, I was talking, though, you know, all my friends say I can talk a lot, so it's kind of bad, but... But yeah, at the end of the night, it felt like we were gonna meet up again. You know, he said that'd be great to get together. We didn't make any specific plans at the end of the night, but then I started texting him, and I haven't heard anything back. You know, and it's like, I felt like we were compatible. Yeah, these younger guys, it's like they don't know anything about anything. But this guy seems super well-rounded and, like, kind of like a good match for me. Very interesting.
Right, okay.
So he's a little bit younger than you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm young at heart, though.
Yeah, no, of course. No, yeah. Age is just a number most of the time.
I'm trying to think. Does anything at all stick out to you from the time together that could have been taken the wrong way, like in conversations?
I have more experience than him, maybe. And,
you have more experience?
Maybe I'm a little more well-traveled. You know?
Yeah, I mean, well, they could be, I suppose, maybe a little... scared of commitment or
maybe intimidated by
you. I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. It's like when you have these dates and they feel great, and it's like you're going to get a second date and then you don't hear from the guy. It's like, well, you know, you just pick over everything. And all I can think is, you know, maybe it's just a flake. I don't know. But it felt like we had a connection.
Okay.
He Nick, could any just questions? Be outright depressed that the Royals outright suck and he doesn't want to leave his house. Because I understand that because I'm a Royals fan and they're just embarrassing.
Yeah, that's where we spend all the time at the bar.
During the game.
Exactly right, yeah. Okay.
That's, I mean, you know, that's possible. That's all. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, there's not a lot
dress
to jump
funky?
Off of.
Were you wearing something like super obnoxious?
Oh, no. I was, you know, I like to dress like a, you know, like workman chic kind of thing.
Workman chic.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll give Aaron a call and see if we can sort this out. If we can, we'll be glad to take care of dinner out for you guys to go out again. If not, you'll at least have peace of mind on why he's ghosting you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Awesome.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
All right, your chance to play along. What do you think went wrong between Joshua and his date with Aaron? You can let us know in GIF form.
Yes, GIF form is the best form. Twitter and Instagram, KZKX969. Facebook, too. You can message us there, KX969.
We'll have some fun figuring out what went wrong on the date, and then we'll get Aaron on and try to make it better with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Now the conclusion to Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So if you're just joining us, Joshua met Aaron down at opening day in Kansas City for the Royals. He went down with a group of friends. And had a blasty blast. One of their friends in the group knew this other group of friends. They started talking at the bars out in the outfield at Kauffman Stadium. Joshua found Aaron very attractive, super funny, great conversations, had a great time there. They exchanged numbers, made plans to go out for dinner. He had a couple of cocktails to help him relax a little. They got a lot in common, craft beer, same kind of music. Both have epic vinyl collections. They like to travel and do tropical vacations, and they had a really good conversation.
They kind of covered all the bases.
Yeah. Joshua said, hey, I'd love to do this again. And Aaron says, yeah, let's do that. That'd be great. But he's getting no response from Aaron. And so therefore, we have been hired and by hired I mean for free, asked to get a hold of Aaron for Joshua in Dead 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Aaron.
Yes, this is Aaron.
Aaron, hi, it's JP Coriel Huskernick, the Kix Morning Show.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
We're good. We're calling on behalf of a friend of ours, and would love to give you an opportunity to go out and have some dinner with said friend. We were given a message by Joshua, who you went out with and actually met at a Royals game, and then you guys had dinner together, and he wanted us to reach back out to you to see if we could figure things out and get you guys to go out on another date.
Joshua, huh? Interesting. Did he tell you much about how the date went?
He did mention that you guys had dinner, great conversation, a lot in common, had a good back and forth. It didn't seem like one person took over the conversation more than the other.
Sounds like you guys had a pretty good time, honestly.
Did he tell you that he had the best date ever? Did he mention how awesome all his dates have been in the past or anything like that?
Not really, no.
He's a really nice guy. He's really good looking. He clearly leads a really amazing life and is just much more awesome than mine, I guess.
Okay.
I'm getting the vibe. So? Was he a little pretentious or something?
No, I don't know that it was. I would say he's pretentious. It's just every time we were talking about something, he would have to mention something better. Like if I went on vacation somewhere, his vacation spot had to be better.
Oh, a one-upper.
There was a exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. It just seems like every time I said something, he had to say something bigger and better than I did. And it turns to like a game a little bit for him. And I don't know. Like I said, I had to go to, I'd gone to Cancun, right?
Right.
And he said, oh, well, I've been to Fiji. And I don't know. I can't deal with that in my life, you know?
Okay.
So that was annoying to you, and that kind of made you also feel like you just were, like you didn't have as interesting of a life as he did.
The old one-upper.
Yeah, or he just wasn't even listening to me because he just wanted to get to his better story.
Right. Okay.
Maybe he was just trying to impress you because he was trying to make a big impression on
that too.
That's a possibility too.
Date thing.
I guess. I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Joshua asked us to reach out to talk to you, and he is on the phone with us, and he's heard everything you said because this is Dana or Dump.
Just gloss right over it.
Joshua, it was the fact that you were the one-upper.
Wow, that's just what a fabrication! Oh my God! First of all, let me say, I didn't go to Fiji. I went to Mount Fuji. So you weren't listening. Totally different place. God. You know what I mean? I wasn't one upping you. I was just sharing a travel experience I had. You know what I mean? It wasn't island matching. Okay, we were just talking about travel. But I didn't realize you were like playing games with me. I thought we were relating to each other.
Okay.
Wait.
Slow down. You're both talking at the same time.
Just keep going.
Joshua's trying to talk really quick. Go ahead, Joshua.
I was just saying, you know, we were talking about, he was telling me about Cancun, his trip, and I was sharing with him about my trip to Mount Fuji. He's saying I didn't listen to him. It's like, I don't think he was listening to me. I think he was just thinking of the next thing. It's like, this is crazy. You know, it's like, I'm not a one-upper. I was on a date a couple weeks ago with a one-upper. He was the worst. He was the worst one-upper ever.
Okay, Aaron, your turn to talk now.
It's incredible how you don't even see that you just one-up your own conversation. It's like you just said that you were on a date 2 weeks ago with a guy who was a one-upper.
Exactly. You were saying that I don't listen and that all my dates are awesome, but I had a date.
Okay. All right, Joshua, it's Aaron's turn to talk right now.
Yeah, hold on. Pump the brakes.
I went to Cancun on a trip, and then immediately after I say Cancun, you go, oh, I went to Fiji, Mount Fuji, wherever the hell you went. It doesn't matter. Because you didn't let me get a word in edgewise. I mean, it would be one thing if I gotten through with my story and then you shared your story, but you didn't even let me share my story. You thought that my whole story was I went to Cancun, period. period.
Right.
Aaron, a quick question. You both have talked about this Cancun Mount Fuji debacle debate.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that the only time that this happened, or are you saying that
he one-upped other things that you guys had?
That he one-upped other things too.
Is everything.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I would say how many Royals games I've been to. He'd say how many he's been to opening day. It
right.
was that every little thing.
Okay.
It didn't
okay.
matter what the subject was. He
yeah.
found a way to be better.
I don't know. It sounds, man, this whole thing kind of sounds like you
situation.
Two.
Yeah.
May not mesh, honestly.
Well, okay, hold
Nick?
On, though. Hold on, though.
Okay.
And I don't want to outright speak for you, JP, but I think I'm going to lump you in this with me on this, okay?
Okay.
Listen, guys, daily, I mean daily, Coryell just goes on these diatribes and, like... I find if I just stop listening for a little while...
You just tune me out.
Then we've become great friends.
I'm dying.
Oh, my God.
I'm dying.
So
yes,
like,
it's possible.
So maybe you guys go out again, and Aaron, you make a game out of it, and every time Joshua one-ups you, you take a drink, and just... you can
Oh, how drunk will
might
you be?
Might feel better then.
Yeah. But, hey, it might be the start of a beautiful relationship. I don't know. I mean,
you did get this out in the open, though, and that was honestly one of the only...
The sticking points, yeah.
That's the only complaint you have, like one of the only annoying parts of the whole day and experience, whatever.
If we took care of dinner for you guys to go out again, Aaron, would you be interested in going out with Joshua again?
Only if I get, like, a mute button for those couple times. Listen, if we can get this all out in the open, if we can talk about it like that, then, yeah, maybe it'd be worth it.
Okay. Joshua, hearing Aaron's side of things and whether you're offended or not about being called a one-upper, are you interested in going on another date with Aaron?
I didn't like him calling me a one-upper, but he did say I was attractive and lead a very interesting life. And he's right about that. So, sure.
Okay. I love it.
Oh, man. All right. We'll
I love it.
Talk to you guys and get you guys set up to go out to dinner on us. And you guys can laugh about this, hopefully, and see where things take you.
Awesome. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Joshua, thanks for getting a hold of us. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
And Aaron, thank you so much for taking our call.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We want to, though, Corey. I'll get a table, like hide away when they do go out to dinner.
Okay.
And, like, make a drinking game if we could hear, like, if he's going to one-up Aaron or not and, like, make a drinking game.
Oh, so you
want to
get drunk?
Yeah. I mean,
because that's
good
what
excuse,
will happen.
Right?
That's what would happen.
They sound like great guys, so we hope it works out for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, no kidding.
If you need our help with any dating issues, we're here for you with Denver Dump 'Em every Tuesday and Thursday.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
How do you do, fellow kids?
What?
Yeah, there are downsides to aging, but it also can be a liberating experience. Being of a certain age means that there's less pressure to keep up with trends and fit in, and that can be a great thing.
Don't tell that to Coryell.
No, don't
never.
Say it. It can also mean you don't always understand what those younger than you are doing, and there's a Reddit thread that digged into this topic. Something young people are doing that puzzles you. They had more than 5,000 responses on this Reddit.
All right.
Conversation.
Like what?
The overdone lip injections. I can't wait for
Ooh,
this trend to die.
Those are
yeah.
absolutely brutal. But here's the deal, though. It's not just the younger generation. There's older people doing that crap.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, there are.
Like,
yeah,
it's brutal.
But it just seems that the lip injections have caught on, and Botox even has caught on at very young ages. I mean,
oh
I'm
gosh.
Talking like even Gen Z. And so I know that there are different reasons for this stuff, but... cosmetically, I don't know. It is strange. It's like what wrinkles are you getting rid of?
Yeah, I was at softball last weekend.
That
and there
is
was a
confusing.
Friend of mine. She's probably like 26, and she had just gotten Botox. And like I asked her, I was like, "Are you okay? You kind of look like you just farted, and you're a little confused by it." And she's like, "No, I had Botox
just
yesterday.
Can't raise my eyebrow."
They were like, "It was a mistake before a softball tournament."
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like you're probably
feel...
making these umpires mad. They think you're just mad constantly.
If it makes you feel better than that, then that's absolutely
yeah,
great. That's
thing.
Fine. I just will never understand it.
Another thing that puzzled them was van life. The whole van life is so glamorous. Look at me sipping my coffee, sitting in the back of my van in front of the sunrise thing is way overrated and very, very fake.
that has taken over the world by storm. Living on the road in the vans. Some people are built for that, and you can tell. But there, you can also tell when people are not built for that, and they're just trying to make it look like they're actually enjoying themselves. Van life is very hard.
There's a lot of people. Like, I feel like a lot of people are waiting a little longer to get into working and stuff full time, so they do that thing. And, you know, hey man, that'd be fun. If I could have done it, I would have. I just unfortunately being put down by the man, and by the man I mean Generation X, you know, basically they're like, all right, millennials, we're not gonna pay you, and we're gonna make you work extra hours just for fun, because that's what we let the boomers do to us, so you have to do it too. It's like, dang it.
Another one that popped up, it said, this lady said, this is really small and it makes me feel real ancient, but pulling their bathing suits up their butt cracks. It just looks so uncomfortable to me, but y'all do, you do. I'll sit over here in my full coverage granny bathing suit that's probably ugly, but I'm comfy.
See, I'm pro this. This is okay.
Nick, that's the hill he's going to die on.
I'm pro wedgie swimsuits, anti-mom jeans. That's where I'm at right now. Like I feel like my generation, we understood that, like, hey man, the non-granny jeans are in style, and they were good. Thank you, Britney Spears in 2001.
I want to dog a little bit on my generation, the millennials, because we were really out there in the tightest, most unforgiving outfits.
Nothing wrong with that.
Physically uncomfortable, like there, it was just so bad. And then now it's like, it's so cool to see. It seems to be primarily Gen Z wearing these baggy, super comfy shoes. They'll be out at the bar having the time of their lives, and they don't look restricted at all. When I went out, like, you had to be physically tight. Uncomfortable. You had to feel like you were about to, like, lose your breath by the time you got home. In outfits to go out.
Jeans are ugly.
Nuts.
I'll give you one more, and then I think we should probably ask some folks their opinions too. This person said, influencers and those who are influenced by them. It drives me crazy. So many of these influencers are just narcissistic idiots who really don't know anything.
Yeah, 1,000%.
But if they're pretty and talk a good game, people follow them and believe in their brand, quote unquote.
Yeah.
That is. It's all the way.
People are getting their bag. You got to get your money somehow, I guess.
Yeah. They're entrepreneuring.
I definitely think for an older generation too, what I'll never understand is the stigma about, like, talking about your feelings and, like, therapy specifically. It just seems that, like, an older generation maybe was, I don't know if it was like a raised that way thing or whatever, but it just seems that an older generation is less inclined to, like, actually talk about their feelings.
No, for sure.
Be open about going to therapy or, like, even thinking about going to therapy.
Before I got divorced, therapy means
you equate it to weakness sometimes,
right? Exactly.
Because sometimes you're just taught that, you know?
And then when I went through my divorce, therapy was like one of the best damn things I ever did, and I'm so happy that I did it, because I feel so much better about myself.
Well, let us know the things that you just don't understand or you're very confused by about other generations. What confuses you about other generations? Let us know on Facebook.
It could be a lot of fun.
KX969.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
And this is JP Makes Guess, where you can win all kinds of great prizes. This week, it's Kenny Chesney tickets on the line for the show with Kelsey Ballerini on Saturday at PBA. You can still win tickets on our website at KZKX.com. You can also join us for the biggest party in Lincoln leading up to Kenny Live. In the rail yard, we'll be down there 5 to 7.
Whoop, whoop.
The No Shoes Radio group is going to be there as well. Kenny Chesney's Blue Chair Bay Rum will be on the streets out there, too. It'll be kind of a crazy, giant hodgepodge of fun.
Even if you aren't going to the show, come party.
Come party.
Yeah, that's buddy.
Well, these folks are hoping to go to the show because they're playing JP Mix's Guess. On Coriel's team is April. Good morning, April.
Good morning.
And with Nick is Shannon. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
All right, so it's your chance to play your way. Hopefully you know some Kenny Chesney songs because today, since Kenny is in concert, what's up, Nick?
Oh, I just... Corey, go back to your name.
What?
Go back to the names on there. What did he do to you?
Go back, show your name on the screen.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Right. Nick, every once in a while on Facebook Live, will change Coriel's name. And sometimes mine, too.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
It just seemed appropriate for this morning for you.
It is.
Okay. I liked it.
So we're looking for the top 10 most popular Kenny Chesney songs.
Ooh, got a bunch Coriel, of them. Coriel, you're going to get this.
All right.
And Coryell gets to go first.
I think so.
Since Nick won last time around. Coryell and April get to go first.
April, what do you think?
Again, the number
Kenny
one answer
Chesney,
gets you a point
top
and a half.
10 songs.
American Kids.
American Kids.
American Kids is there at number 10.
Oh, ooh, boy. Wow. Holy cow.
All right, but count it.
Yeah, counts as a point. So we go to Nick and Shannon.
All right, what do you got?
How about When the Sun Goes Down?
I think that's a great one.
That's solid.
Show me When the Sun Goes Down. Not in the top 10.
Not in the top 10.
Not in the top 10. It's at 11. Like, literally just missed the top 10.
Man. Wow.
Okay, April, do you have an idea?
Wow.
Top 10 Kenny Chesney songs of all time.
The Good Stuff.
The Good Stuff.
Wow.
The Good Stuff is, yes.
Really? You can't find that here.
And by the way, Good Stuff,
number one answer.
Hell yeah. The most popular Kenny Chesney song of all time, yes. The Good Stuff, is the
good
number
job,
one
April.
Answer. So April and Coryell have 2.5 now.
All right.
Let's go Shannon and Nick.
What are the three that have been said?
We've said When the Sun Goes Down, The Good Stuff, and American Kids.
What about like Summertime?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That's a good one. And yes, it makes... It's at number 9.
Jeez, okay. Louise, I'm like way off on this. I'm not going to lie to you.
I have a few ideas.
I'm not catching.
So Shannon and Nick are on the board.
I'm not.
April and Coryell can win the game with this answer.
April, these are your Kenny Chesney tickets. What do you think is on the top 10 list still?
What were you thinking?
I was thinking Don't Blink.
Damn it, that was the one I was thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
So show me Don't Blink. For the win.
Nice.
Don't blink because you'll miss that the game is already over.
How the hell was the one not on there? I mean, that's like one of his like top 5 songs.
So these are the songs
that's
that beat out When the Sun Goes Down.
What about Boys of Fall?
American Kids at 10. Summertime at 9. How Forever Feels comes in at 8.
Oh, yeah.
They Never Wanted Nothing More at 7.
Yep.
Don't Blink at 6. Okay. Beer in Mexico at 5.
Oh, yeah.
There Goes My Life at number 4. Uh-huh. She Thinks My Tractor Sexy is the number 3 answer.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I Go Back at number 2.
Wow.
The Good Stuff was number 1, and because that was the number 1 answer.
You guys,
April,
good job.
Congratulations.
Good job,
quick work. Quick
going
work.
Going to go see Kenny Chesney live.
Way to go.
Awesome.
Yay.
Stand in line, April. Shannon, thanks for playing. That is JP Makes His Guess for today.
Come.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
A few things we missed getting to talk about today, we'll bring up here in a little potpourri.
A potpourri of sorts.
Someone asked ChatGPT to name the most common questions people have asked, like what's the meaning of life or what's some good ways to lose weight?
Why do my farts smell like that?
That's some of the more weirder questions that they have gotten for you, including, can you help me write a love letter to a tree?
Wait, hold on. You said this is some of the most common?
Some of the most weird ones that have popped up.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought you said common. I'm like...
Common was like the lose weight, meaning life, stuff like that.
Right.
If I could shrink myself down to the size of a pencil eraser, how many ants do you think I could take on in a fight?
If you shrunk yourself down to the size of a...
pencil eraser.
A pencil eraser.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Ants can carry like...
Three, four times
their body weight. I don't know the number.
Do aliens have their own languages, and could you translate them for me?
You got to shoot your shot. You got to ask these questions. Maybe ChatGPT would know.
Is it possible to train a hamster to play a guitar?
I hope ChatGPT was like, absolutely, yes.
One of the other ones, can you help me find a unicorn, was one of the other ones.
So. What would you ask ChatGPT?
How can I make a lot of money doing nothing?
That's actually a pretty decent question. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be the
I'm
one
on board with that.
Americans can agree on one thing. Road trips are rad.
Yeah,
new series
they
of
are.
Polls say Americans dig road trips. 40% say they love them. 43% like them. And less than 10% have a negative opinion about it.
I love them. Unless you have like a specific reason to. who wants to fly? Who wants to get to their journey faster? I think get to their destination faster. I think a part of the entire experience is the journey itself, okay, as cliche as that is.
I like certain, if I have time to get somewhere, I would absolutely rather drive or ride a train.
That's what I'm saying. If you have limited time for something and you can't really chance it or something, you're going to fly. And I understand
that. If I can't do the windshield time, then I got to get on a plane and go.
But I really, truly love the road trips. What are, real quick, your road trip snacks?
Cool Ranch Doritos, beef jerky, sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
So I have to be able to be chewing on something that, you know, keep you awake, keep you busy.
Depending on which gas station or truck stop I stop off at, I'm going for immediately. I'm probably going to get some type of energy drink. It's got to have caffeine in it, even if it's a Diet Coke.
Roller dogs that you love.
I'm going to get a roller griller. I will probably get one of the packaged up pickles. You know, those big pickles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll get a big packaged pickle and then some corn nuts.
Speaking of food, today is National Eat What You Want Day.
It sure is.
It's like a holiday someone made up to get us to eat more bacon, I'm thinking.
I did have bacon today, too, actually.
You did. 50,000 people weighed in on the what would you choose if you had a chance to go and eat what you want all day today. No questions asked, no calorie.
Right. You're not calorie counting or whatever, or being health conscious, you know.
What's your food? Is it bacon? Are you going to eat just bacon?
I splurged a bit for breakfast this morning. But no, I think for me, I would just go squat at the Chinese buffet by my house.
Chinese buffet.
I'd set up shop. I'd have a roll of Tums with me. I'd have a phone charger. I'd be there all day long.
I would go, and I've always wanted to do this because I know that they have like rotating menu burgers all the time.
Okay.
I would legit set an order to get every single one of the specialty burgers at Honest Abe's.
Yeah.
All the different locations.
Yeah.
And have them all day long. Like from breakfast.
Just
snack,
sampling, just
lunch,
taste testing.
Second breakfast, second lunch, whatever it may be.
Yeah. If I had to drill it down to just one, like food specifically, not like a broad, you know,
right,
go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
I'm also going to add the opportunity that your milk allergy doesn't count as far as this goes.
Yeah, that too.
Because I'm just going to sit and I'm going to eat a bucket.
A trough.
There you go. Of Velveeta shells and cheese.
I can see you sitting in said trough.
I will be face deep in shells and cheese.
No, I see you sitting in there like a bathtub with just a spoon.
Surrounded. I'm going to be in it.
You're
It'll be
in
surrounded
it.
By, yes.
You're covered in cheese.
And I'm just eating my way
shells.
Out.
Shells. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
That is quite the image
it
you put
is.
Into people's.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Our one big thing today is to remind you that Throwback Thursdays in May are awesome because
they are very cool.
You get all kinds of fun with us. We get to, of course, play your favorites from your favorite country stars going back all the way to the 80s. We just heard some Alabama Mountain Music a little bit ago.
Yeah, so did.
And be listening throughout Throwback Thursdays in May. It's the top of the hour. Be listening for a song from Brooks and Dunn, just like our friend recently this hour, actually.
Quincy
heard a Brooks and Dunn song and won tickets to see them live. Shania Twain, Willie Nelson, Trace Adkins, Tracy Lawrence, Gary Allen. Those are the featured artists here for Throwback Thursday in May. So be listening for those to pop up at the top of the hour throughout the day today. Be call number 25, and you can be like Quincy and win tickets to their upcoming shows.
And win your way in.
It's going to be a good time all day long. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Yeah.
If you miss any of the show, you can catch up on our
real.
Podcast.
It's been real fun.
It's been really fun.
It's been something.
Okay. We'll be back tomorrow with more fun with the Free Fun Friday. Redneck review of the new Jennifer Lopez movie.
J-Lo's back.
And I'm probably not featuring her butt as much because this one seems like it's an action thriller.
No, I think it would still feature her derriere.
They're going to find an outfit she can wear.
Yes. She has an outfit plus J-Lo's Bud has an outfit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Got it. They both are dressed in their own specific ways. They have their own wardrobe.
Their own wardrobes.
Yeah.
And then we'll have your chance to win your way to see Kenny Chesney live without a context contest and more. Have a great day.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.